Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
You can dirty talk anything. I was driving down the street and the road was so smooth. Anything. Give me another one.
Pineapples.
Oh, I was in Whole Foods and I went to the produce section and I saw a pineapple. So I paid for it with cash, took it home and cut it up. It was juicy.
Stationery.
Oh, I love paper. It's so smooth. And the envelopes, you just lick them closed.
Yay.
Well, I think we should leave this in the episode.
Yes, we do. Should we start?
Yeah.
H-E-L-L-O. Hello.
Ooh, that was good. Nice slide.
Thank you. She's learning.
I love it. Hello. H-E-L-L-O to you as well.
Thank you so much. I will say with singing, the thing that's been really, really hard is when other music comes in, when it's not just the note you're singing. Do you know what I mean? Like when it's arranged.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're hearing other notes because you're like, should I go to that one?
Yeah, it's tough. Singers, they're pretty talented.
Who knew? Who?
It's my takeaway from all that. Singers, talented.
Talented. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. What's new with you?
Nothing much. Truly nothing much. You know, no work is happening.
Really? So. I'm working a ton.
What? For real?
No, I'm not working on anything. There's a strike. There's a strike. S-T-R-I-K-E. Strike, strike, strikes, just strike, strike, strike.
strike, 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 strike.
It's been hot here in LA. It was like 93 degrees when I got in my car.
Oh boy. That's bad.
It was very bad. And people are like, okay, the small talk right now is, boy, it's hot outside. And I don't like that kind of small talk because duh, it's fucking hot. What are we doing? It's, really gets me going.
I saw a man ride a motorcycle and like and parked it right in front of the store I was in. And he came in and he was like, really hot out there and like wiping sweat all over his body. And I was like, why did you choose to ride your motorcycle?
Yeah. You're wearing a helmet and it's hot.
You're just like in direct heat.
Yeah.
Get inside of a vehicle, sir.
What a loser.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be someone who thinks like who wants to look so cool all the time that they're like, I'm risking a heat stroke. I have to get on this motorcycle.
I mean, if you want to be even cooler, go down to Arizona where there's no helmet laws. And then you don't have to wear a hot, stinky helmet. You can just raw dog it. Yeah. Then you.
Isn't that scary?
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Arizona lacks laws.
Lacks
That's
laws.
Why all U-Hauls have Arizona license plates, because the like insurance and driving policies or whatever down there like more lax. I might be making that up, but I don't think I am.
Sounds right to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I know that. I'm filled with such dumb knowledge that has not helped me in my day to day.
Have you taken your motorcycle out anywhere?
Not since I fell in 2020. So it's been a solid 3 years since I've ridden it. I would have to get either a new battery or have someone start it for me. But I'm thinking about just selling it. I don't know if I'm going to ever ride it again. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another motorcycle riding class. And if I feel inspired to ride again, I'm going to keep it. And if I'm like, you know, that's a wrap on two wheels, then I'll sell it.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. When you did initially buy it, where did you think you were going to drive it? Like on the freeway, like to work and stuff?
Yeah, everywhere. I thought I was going to drive it everywhere. And then life got, so I dislocated my ankle. And then life just got away from me to take another class. I was just really busy because the classes are on the weekend. So it's like if I'm working 5 days a week, I'm not waking up at 8 a.m. to go to a motorcycle class.
Mm-mm.
And then when I'm working, technically, I can't really do that because I can't get injured.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah. Y'all. And that's the real struggle for me. Do I ride a motorcycle and maybe get injured and get, I don't know, have my insurance go up and people don't want to insure me because I ride a hog?
Yeah. Although people get injured doing anything. I know a guy who dislocated his shoulder from running because he fell from running.
I dislocated my ankle walking down my stairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shaking my dang head. It'll be out. Your own house sometimes. Lord. Lord.
Lord.
Lord. Oh, Lord. I've been so nice to my house. I couldn't believe it tossed me down the stairs.
Yeah, that's really rude, honestly.
It is rude. And I'll never forget John Millheiser heard the biggest thud of his life, saw me on the floor and said, "Did you fall?"
No, I just slowly lowered myself to the ground like this. I just like it down here.
More pain and angrier than that moment. I was like, what do you mean?
Oh, no.
But honestly, thank God he was there because I don't know where my phone was. If I fall in my house now, I'm alone. Find me later.
You need a life alert.
Oh, my God. Do I?
They need like cool looking life alerts.
Yeah, like a bedazzled one.
Yeah.
But is it, although, it's a necklace?
I do believe it's a necklace, yeah. Mm. But I guess your watch, your Apple Watch can be like a life alert.
That thing's never charged.
If you wear it.
It's never charged. It sits in a little dish.
I actually don't know how life alert works. Like, what is it connected to? Oh my
the
God.
911.
It goes directly to 911?
I think so. Ugh, help, it's a gross looking necklace.
Yeah, it's just like white and red.
So you push a button for help, speak to an operator, and then number three, help is on the way. Honestly, it seems rather easy.
It's super easy.
Huh. Maybe I should have one just at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or but what then if, I feel like...
I was going to say, what if accidents happen in other places? What about in the kitchen? Ooh, they're cuter ones. There's like a sleek green one.
These are not for me.
Oh, and they're not Life Alert brand. They're a different brand.
Oh, they're not Life Alert branded? They're different? I don't want a generic Life Alert, okay? I don't want like second tier, third tier help coming to me.
What's this unicorn thing? Oh, this is like a
I think
necklace.
It's just
or no, it is
no,
it, no.
It's a medical alert.
Sparkle medical alert. Wait, can you click on that? I think you just like engrave it with like, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, I see. It doesn't actually call
anyone.
I have
type 2 diabetes. It's just a necklace to let people know what's up, what's going on, what's wrong with you. No one's coming to help.
Once they find your body, they could turn it over and be like, oh, this is what went wrong.
I kind of don't want a life alert because if I fall and I can't get up, the first person who finds me is my best friend. You know?
Yeah.
And if I go months without someone finding me, then I guess I know who my friends are. No one.
No one. Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I will say, I don't always know when you're in town. So, like, if you were busy and I didn't hear from you, and then, I don't know, if I knocked on the door, I'd be like, I don't know if she's home or not. She could be in Denver. She could be in Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, but if I'm not answering my phone, I'm probably dying somewhere.
Maybe. I don't know.
If I don't answer my phone for a couple of days, I've never not answered my phone for a couple of days.
I sent a text the other day, and I didn't get a text back for 2 days.
It was one day.
It was one day, but it felt like two.
It was one singular day. It was an afternoon text message. And then not even a full 24 hours later, you asked, are you okay? And I was like, I think so. And you were like, I just wasn't sure. You didn't respond to this text. And I was like,
well,
yeah, I'm fine.
I was confused.
I'm so sorry. Well, next time I'll just be on it. But it was not That's even okay. 24 hours.
But it was really close to 24 hours.
You were like, are you
2 hours
me?
Shy.
And I was like, what?
Well, because you were responding to everything else. You were responding to memes. You were responding to other emails we were on. I was like, why isn't she answering to my text? What's happening?
Because sometimes I open my text to be like, answer this. And then my refrigerator needs to be opened and then closed without me taking anything out of it. And then sometimes I have to look what's in the dryer and I go, oh, a towel I forgot. And then I'm like, oh, memes. And then I've forgotten to answer the text message. But I'm answering memes and stuff. I'm answering you in other forms of communication. So,
but then I was like, does she not want to talk about the thing that I texted?
You really leapt to a conclusion.
I didn't know.
And
you're right. I did. I did. But I also just needed answers.
I understand. I am so sorry. I will never keep you waiting like that ever, ever again.
Thank you.
Can I tell you, I went to go get my nails done this morning and then had coffee with someone. And no one told me that my tit was just out. Like, because so it's buttoned down here, but like my whole boob was out and my bra is see-through. So I think people were just like looking at my nipples all day. And nobody was like, ma'am. This is like the day that I flashed my neighbor. I was outside walking Clyde and I wasn't wearing a bra. I was wearing like a half shirt, a little belly shirt. And I raised my arm to wave. And then he just went, oh boy, today's a good day. And I went, okay. And then I got inside and I was reaching for something. And I was like, he saw my titties.
Oh,
that's
God.
Why today's a good day.
Oh no.
Lord. For these babies being so small, they're just out. They're misbehaving.
Maybe everyone's just like, wow, she's free. She's really free. She loves her body.
Maybe. But if I saw someone's bra, I'd be like, oh, you're missing a button.
I don't know if I would, because I don't know if they mean it or not.
Oh. But a see-through bra?
Some people be wearing their bras out.
A see-through bra?
Some people do. If you had like a padded, thick, like grandma bra, I'd be like, oh, she couldn't possibly want to be showing that. See-through bra seems like you want people to see that. No?
I guess.
That bra is cute.
It is a cute bra, and I like it because it's lightweight. Is it durable? No. I have to buy a new one every couple of months. It's the least durable bra.
Why don't you do like nipple covers?
What?
Yeah.
Just nipple covers?
No.
Jordan.
No, I meant
Jordan. They're small, but they need support.
No, There's you could do a nipple cover and then wear the bra. That way your nipple is not showing, but you can show off the bra.
Is it sticky? I'm sticking something to me, an adhesive?
Yeah.
An unnecessary adhesive in 90 degree weather? Jordan.
I have worn them because this might be too TMI. My nipples want to be out and proud. I do not know what they're all about. But I wear them and it helps even with like some like very thin bralette. And they're sticky, but they have never irritated me or given me a reaction, or like if I'm sweating, they haven't been an issue. But that could be a possibility.
I could buy nipple ones.
Yeah, just they're, nipple. Like just the areola and the nipple area.
Well, there's one that is like an actual nipple.
That's really funny.
That's the aesthetic nipple.
Looking nipple. Oh, it's a prosthetic nipple in case you need that, I guess.
Oh, in case you've had reconstructive surgery. Mm-hmm. But what if I just want rock hard nips? I guess I could wear them.
You're like, I'm tired of my nipples being so soft. I just want to put this hard nipple on top.
I want hard nippies. Oh, maybe that is an option. They do come in all different skin tones.
Yeah.
Hmm. Forever 21 has heart-shaped ones. Ooh, how youthful.
Yeah, these are cute. But I guess... I was going to say, I guess your point was that you don't want to be showing your bra. But if you do, I guess it'd be nice to
I can have some little nipple covers.
Yeah. But then it would look like you don't have a nipple. And that's maybe more concerning.
That might be concerning to be like, oh, what's going on? But also, it's okay if you don't have nipples.
This is true.
I don't know. I think maybe I'll just button my clothes better. Although I did think I was like fully buttoned. Tess and I went and saw my friend Tess. I don't know. You guys don't know. My friend Tess and I went and saw the Tina Turner musical. And we were getting in the Uber, and when we sat down in the Uber, Tess was like, your whole chest is out. Somehow my whole buttons just came undone. And this is not a tight shirt. It was like a pretty loose button-up. I don't know. I think they just want to be free.
Free those titties. Free the nipple.
Free them up. Free them up. I don't know. I don't want to take them out unless someone wants to suck on them. Nobody seems to want to.
Even when you say it like that?
Yeah, no, nobody. The apps are bad. In person's bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. Not good.
Not good.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy to use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Should we do a little quizzy poo?
Let's do it.
Ooh, wait, let's do a quiz. My cramps are cramping. I fucking hate having a period. You know what? It's rude of God to give, or the universe or whoever, to give women a period. Why? We're the nice ones. Why they do that?
That's a good point.
Yeah. Right? We're nice.
Yeah, we're not starting wars.
I've never started a war in my entire life.
Mm-mm.
I would like to eat like a toddler for a day, and we'll give you an activity to embrace your inner child.
Great. Let's do it.
I kind of eat like a toddler regardless.
I kind of do too.
It's easy. I don't want fancy fucking shit, especially when I'm like cooking at home. Although I have saved so many recipes to like try one day. Okay, you didn't ask for it, but I'm going to share with you this recipe that I saved this morning that I'm really excited about, but I don't know if I'll ever make it. Okay, wait for it. Is everyone waiting?
With bated breath.
Stand by, everybody. So it's a rice cake with peanut butter, peanuts, and pretzels, and then you drizzle chocolate on it.
Whoa.
And I was really like, tasty. This looks fucking good. Maybe I'll try it today.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And it looks easy to make. I think I have to put it in the freezer for the chocolate to harden. I don't know. I need to click the link in the bio, which is a really hard step for me to take when I see these recipes. Okay. Eat like a toddler for a day. And we'll give you an activity to embrace your inner child. First question is, have breakfast.
French toast sticks.
Eggo waffles.
Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are not breakfast. They are definitely a dessert. Lucky Charms.
That was breakfast for me when I was younger.
I know. And they were once breakfast for me until once I watched my dad put a Pop-Tart in the toaster oven and then put a scoop of ice cream on it. And I said, you're right, Daddy. This is dessert. And that is the optimal way to eat a Pop-Tart.
Whoa, that's actually
It's a
really
mini
smart.
Pie.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm craving those French toast sticks.
I'm craving Eggo waffles. When I saw that, it really brought me back to being a kid. I used to love Eggo waffles. Why don't I eat them anymore?
Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like I have had very few well-cooked Eggo waffles. I feel like they're either too soggy or too hard.
Interesting. Even in the toaster oven? Or not toast. Even in a toaster?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
I mean, I guess I've never made them myself. Someone's prepared them for me.
I would make them myself and stand over them and be like, they're done.
I see. You had to do that. Have a snack.
Oreos.
Baby carrots.
Ew, Little Bites.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk is not a snack. It's not a snack. Nobody's, what?
Yeah. I would still need some food. That's not a snack.
Yes. That's a beverage, not a snack.
Mm-hmm.
My
Oreos
God.
For me, please.
I do love Oreos. Did you know they're vegan?
I guess I did, because they have no animal product?
I guess so. They're vegan.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I did, but do they promote themselves that way?
I don't know who told me, but someone once said Oreos are vegan.
Hmm. Yeah. Oreo cookies do not contain any animal derived ingredients and are safe to eat for vegans. Wow.
But I'm like, they're chocolate flavored, right?
Yeah.
Chocolates that comes from, oh, I guess that comes from a tree, a cacao.
Yeah.
And then the cream, no, they're supposed to be cream. I mean, I think it's just chemicals.
Yeah, about to say, I don't know if it's a good thing that it's, there's no animal product in there.
Ugh, they're so good. When I was little, I used to like get Oreos, take them apart, and then peel off the cream and put them on another one. So it'd be like double, triple, like quadruple stacked.
You're ahead of your
time. Oh my God. Truly the fattest one in the room. I'm gonna do Little Bites.
I love Are those little the muffins?
Bite. Yes, bitch, them little muffins you just pop in your mouth. Where you can eat several muffins at once.
Have lunch.
Oh, grilled cheese.
Hot dog.
I think we all know what you're choosing. Sliders.
Chicken tenders.
You know I gotta get me some chicken tendies, but they have to be a specific way.
What's the way?
Batter, not breaded.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Judith, do you mind looking up battered chicken fingers?
Sounds like they were like in a domestic
beaten up
abuse case.
I like my chicken to have trauma. I once carried around a picture, so those second ones are real good. Ooh, yes, yes. Ooh-wee. Yeah, the second one, Feast and Farm. Those are the ones I like. Okay. Yes, the crunchy ones. Okay, can you look up Dairy Queen chicken fingers? Because those are the optimal ones.
And were you about to say that you carried a picture of chicken fingers to let people know what kinds you liked?
Yes. When I would go to restaurants, I would say, do they look like this or do they look like this? And if they look like the one that I didn't want, I would not order them. Yes, look at them. Ooh, so crispy, so juicy, so crunchy. Dip them in ranch and have a good time. And also there's white bread, so you can wrap them up and the bread gets all soft. I need to get to a Dairy Queen.
I guess so. They do look good.
Oh my God. I'm like really having a nice time looking at. Oh my God. Where's the nearest Dairy Queen?
Okay, let's go back to the quiz before Nicole starts.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I gotta know where the nearest Dairy Queen is though.
I'm gonna choose, this is really hard for me. But I'm gonna choose hot dog.
Yeah, that was pretty hard for you. And I think we all know what I chose. Have something to drink.
A yoo-hoo.
Capri Sun.
Kool-Aid.
Lemonade.
I do love a Capri Sun.
I love Kool-Aid. I remember once my dad was like, Nicole, you have to drink water. And I was like, what is the base of Kool-Aid, Dad?
What a little smart ass.
Insufferable. God, I loved Kool-Aid. I'm not a Kool-Aid purist. I do not like the Kool-Aid where you have to add the sugar because the ratio is always, it is either too sweet or not sweet enough. I like when Kool-Aid said, we'll do you a solid. We'll mix it up for you, bitch. That's my yeah. Kool-Aid. Maybe I'll buy some nice Kool-Aid, too.
Wow, you're really taking it back.
I'm going to go shopping today, get some Eggo waffles, Kool-Aid, and stop at Dairy Queen on my way home.
And then you're going to eat it and be like, oh, God, why did I do this?
Yeah, I don't want any of this. Okay, have dinner.
Dino nuggets.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Cheese, pizza.
Mac and cheese. Oh, my God. This is tough.
Yeah.
I love a dino nugget. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, my mom never made meatballs, but she would do ground beef over the spaghetti, and it was so yummy. Mm. And cheese pizza? Oh, wait, is this like microwaved pizza, or is it oven pizza? Is it DiGiorno? What are we talking?
Ooh, that's a really good question. They didn't specify.
But dino nuggets lead me to believe that this is at-home supermarket shit.
Okay, okay. So in that case, we don't want a microwave cheese pizza.
No. And I don't know if I need Kraft macaroni and cheese because I feel like that's what it would be.
Yeah. I'm going to say spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay. I'm going to do dino nuggets.
Yeah. Stay on the nuggets.
Listen, I love chicken.
Have a side with dinner.
Curly fries.
Apple slices.
For dinner? Cutie's orange? Cutie's orange?
Go-gurt,
cutie's
yogurt?
Cutie's orange? Why do they say it like that? It's just a cutie. It's an orange. It's a the cutie's a brand and it's an orange. There's no cuties here. It's cutie.
Sounds like you are a purist.
I just don't understand cutie's orange.
So. I guess they were trying to specify that. Or, like, in case you didn't know what it was, like, it's an orange. But also, that's unclear. And
what
then go-gurt yogurt. It's also, this sounds like the, like, cuisine post-soccer practice or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to choose curly fries. I love Same. Curly fries.
It's also the only appropriate side for dinner.
This is true. Yeah.
You're really carbo-load, and you're having spaghetti and curly fries?
Oh, no. I have a track meet. I got a carbo-load.
Have some dessert.
Mini cupcake.
S'mores.
Cosmic brownie.
You don't know what that is?
No. What is that?
It's a brownie with rainbow chips in it. It comes in like a little Hungry Man dinner. Like a Hungry Man kids dinner.
Or
by themselves.
Oh. And because it's cosmic, because the rainbow sprinkles look like stars?
You know, I don't think anyone really thought that out when they made them. I think they were just like, wow, these are out of this world. It's cosmic.
They were high as hell.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, man, this is a colorful shit, man.
Cosmic, it also looks like people who are high made it. It's just like sprinkled haphazardly
truly
on these brownies.
And they look worse like in full. Person. And it's like not even a good sprinkles. Brownie.
It doesn't look like it.
No.
It looks pretty tough.
They are pretty tough. And I've had plenty of them. And then the last one was ice cream. Mm. There's cosmic brownie cereal. I don't want any of that.
Hmm.
Give me my crackling oat bran. I'm picking ice cream. I love ice creams this year. I don't think you know this about me.
I've heard you say it from time to time.
It's just so good.
I'm going to choose a mini cupcake.
So dainty. What is this quiz?
Just a little bit.
Oh, we're finding things for our inner child.
Wait, can you scroll up a little bit? What? Or just the above the... Oh, yes. Eat like a toddler for the day and we'll give you an activity to embrace your inner child. Okay, so this is an activity.
I really forgot.
This is Sashir's activity.
Finger painting. Come on. You know what? You want to dip your fingers in some paint and make a masterpiece? Okay.
couldn't see you doing that.
Too messy.
Yeah.
No thanks. How do I get out of it? I have to touch something. I have to touch the handle of the sink. I have to touch the soap.
Yeah.
I'm covered in paint.
Yeah. So it's like double cleaning. You got to clean yourself and then clean the sink.
Mm-mm.
What?
And this is Nicole's.
Also
finger painting. Listen, all roads probably lead to finger painting. This was brought to you by Big Finger Paint.
The finger paint industry paid off BuzzFeed.
Defund BuzzFeed. Defund BuzzFeed.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Okay, now that we figured out we should fucking finger paint, should we help some people?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Sashir, I love Trash Day. So I had a rickety...
Okay.
Imagine that's where the story ended.
I love Trash Day.
I love Trash Day.
Anyway. So I had
this rickety shoe shelf that I haven't liked. I got a new one. Don't like that one. But I painted it. Whatever. I was like, ugh, I got to find someone to give this shoe shelf to.
No, I don't.
I put it slightly in the trash. It was gone in an hour. I had a big dog bed that didn't fit anywhere in my house because I didn't read the what's it called? The diameters?
Dimensions.
So I lightly put it in the trash, gone in 30 seconds. I literally like put it in there, walked upstairs, looked out the window, and it was gone.
Oh, your timing's really good.
I know. And then I went back outside and I had bought t-shirts and puff paint to make t-shirts with someone who laughed at me and said they didn't want to do that. So I threw that away because it had, you know, bad vibes. Gone in 8 hours.
Not as speedy, but still really good.
Yeah, when I went out today to walk Clyde, I was like, is it still in there? And I was like, no, it's not. Because I put it right on the top and I opened it so you could see what it was.
Oh, other people are picking this up. Not
who did you think was taking it?
I thought it was the garbage people.
You thought the city was coming to my house multiple times a day to take my little bits of trash? Uh-oh, Nicole's got more trash. Get the trucks. We gotta get out there.
I was like, wow, are these waiting around the corner for you to have trash?
No, truly the city, if you if you put them out late, they won't take your trash. And honestly, I've had my cans put in an area where like there was a car on either side. They didn't take it. They were like, we won't figure it out. Oh, no, these are people. People are taking stuff.
Oh, so like neighbors and stuff. I see.
Yes.
Okay, good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeding the community.
Dog beds and t-shirts.
Yes. And then I was like, well, I'm away next week, but I'm like, ooh, what can I keep to put out in the trash lightly for people to take?
What can I give the people? One time I was going to put a couch out on the curb for St. Vincent de Paul to come pick up. And my neighbor saw me put it on the curb and they're like, are you getting rid of that? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, I think we're just going to take it. And I was like, you do whatever you want. And then these like really young skinny women like moved this whole couch into their apartment and then they got a free couch.
I mean, that's nice because they saw you putting it out and they could have been like, why are you putting it out? Is there bugs? What's going on?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even remember if they asked that or not, but it was perfectly clean and fine. It's just, I had it for a long time and wanted a new one.
Mm. Couches are tough. They're very expensive.
They're so expensive.
They start at like $2,000. You can't get a couch under like $2,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild in these streets to sit.
To sit.
Mm. One of the easiest things you could do.
But okay. I'll pay anything to sit well.
Me too. And my couch currently, it's not great, but I just love the pattern. And I'm like, can I get someone to like make it a better couch? But then it's like, should you just buy a different? Listen, tough choices for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is an email. Making friends in a conservative area. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. Your podcast has brought me so much joy in the past 2 years of listening. Haven't we been doing this more than 2 years?
Since 2019? 19, 20,
interesting 21. That they haven't been with us since the beginning. I figured... I'm kidding. Anytime you find the podcast, we're happy to have you. I figured I'd reach out and try to get some of the candid and hilarious advice you're known to give. My partner and I moved to a new state last year, and making friends has been rough. His sister and friends from college live an hour away, and we see them a few times a month, but we really don't have friends in our town.
I'm not as close with his friends from college, so I feel even more socially deprived since we spent a lot of energy on weekends traveling to see them. Our town is mostly military folks, and I have been hesitant to reach out to make friends because most of the women my age, 27, have multiple children. I've tried Bumble BFF, but it's pretty much just me swiping left on all of these conservative moms.
How do I make friends in a place where the people my age have totally different values and lifestyles than me? Also, I've been told I'm weird and a lot, so I've been nervous about putting myself around new people. It's hard putting yourself out there when you've been put on blast like that. Any advice is welcome. Okay.
How do we know these people are conservative? Do they put it in their Bumble bio? Like,
they're probably like, about me, I love Republicans. I don't know. Maybe don't make assumptions unless you're like absolutely sure that someone is conservative. I will say, take a poll class. Poll is filled with very fun, interesting people that you might strike up a friendship with. Any hobbies you have. If you like soccer, join a soccer league. If you like roller skating, see if the local roller rink has like certain nights or like a class you can take or something like that. I think taking a class is a good way to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think because I'm also like, what if they're in a place that doesn't have that stuff? Like, how conservative and military is this area? Like, are they just like on a base or like, what if they don't have poll classes nearby, you know?
That's interesting. I never thought about living in a place where there's no polls. Um, Jordan said tattoo shops.
Because what I'm thinking, if they're near a military base, there's always tattoo shops near there.
Ooh.
And yes, even though the people, you might not want to be hanging out with the military people who go get the tattoos, but those tattoo artists are probably really cool.
Mm. That's a really good idea,
That is
Jordan.
A good idea. If you're vibing with your artist, you could be like, where do you hang out? And honestly, as an adult, I just say it out loud to other adults. I go, I would like to be your friend. You know Lyric Lewis, right, Sashir?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Lyric Lewis so much. Yeah. And we were just at this like brunch together. And I was like, may I please have your number? Because I like you a lot. And I would like to be able to contact you and ask you to go to dinner with me. And she was like, absolutely. And yeah, people are, they're nice and friendly. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. If you meet someone being like, I'd like to go to dinner with you.
Yeah, I like that. Be bold.
Yeah, be bold, because it's not an anomaly. I think everyone can agree. I said that word good, I think.
You really did, but I was trying to figure out what was the anomaly.
Oh, that it's not an anomaly, because I feel like everyone would agree that making friends as an adult is harder than making friends as a kid. But if you think about it, when you were a kid, you'd be like, I like that rock you're holding. You want to be my friend? We just got to point out people's rocks.
Aw, I like that. We just got to point at people's rocks. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Solved.
Solved. Okay, here's another one.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. Big fan of your podcast. Big fan of all of your work. I have a friend of about 15 years who is dating someone I'm not sure I want to ever meet. He has some scary political views, like oppressive of a lot of communities, and says things like racism is over and that Black kids in America have the same, ability to be successful as white kids today. She's fairly progressive, but it's pretty scary that she's dating someone like that. She's my friend of 15 years, like I said, so I hesitate to throw the relationship away over her being with this man. But she keeps talking about, like, their future and how she might want to marry and have children with him. And I don't know how I can be in their life with all of these fundamental value differences with this man. Have you ever been in this situation where someone you love is dating someone who's, like, potentially a bad person? I've tried to talk to her about it. She's very open to the discussion. But she seems like she really wants to be with him long term, and I kind of don't know what to do. I feel like I'm being complicit in, like, encouraging her, which I'm not. I'm discouraging her. But I feel like I'm being complicit in her relationship. We're also all white, and I feel like that's important because she's, like, upholding white supremacist culture by being with a man who believes these things. So I don't really know what to do. I love her so much, and I'm so disappointed. I'm not going to tell you my name, but I use she, her pronouns. Thank you both so much for your time. Love y'all.
Ooh.
Well, I don't think you're being complicit in her relationship, because you're not actually in her relationship. These are her choices that she's making. She's making a choice to be with a person like this. And that person is that way because that's how they are. So it really doesn't involve you. You can say your opinion. And you said that you've talked to her about it, but I think the way I'd probably go about it is like maybe ask like, hey, what do you think? Or like, how do you feel when he says things like X, Y, Z, when he talks about racism not existing or whatever? Like, how do you feel? Because I'm also curious. I would love to know like what the friend would say. Like, is your friend like, oh, you know, he's just joking, or I don't know if he really thinks that, or is she like, I don't know, I don't care? Because that's also like pretty illuminating for your friend. I think it's disappointing either way, but your friend's not, it's not like she's being kidnapped. Like, she's choosing to be with someone who thinks like this. So I think all you can do is maybe like ask questions to maybe help illuminate
some stuff that maybe your friend is overlooking, and maybe she thinks you can't see it or other people can't see it. But other than that, that's it. It's not your relationship.
Yeah, I agree. It is not your relationship. And there's only so many times that you can like buck up against it being like, I don't like this. But I do think asking questions is helpful to, like, especially if you do meet this person and they do say something kind of like off that you don't necessarily agree with, be like, oh, wow, what are your thoughts on that, friend? Like, do you think racism doesn't exist anymore? Which I think might be helpful in you understanding what your friend's core values might actually be, because they might actually be more different than you think, because obviously they have something in common. And yeah. And then also you can put up boundaries and stuff. Like once they get like you don't have to see this person. You can just be like, oh, I would just like friend time with you. But also I will warn you, sometimes people get into relationships with like people where you're like, oh, I don't necessarily agree with that person, and they kind of get like caught up and lost in it. So like you kind of just have to, I think you have to just like be okay that you, it's not your relationship.
Yeah.
But still be supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope your friend sees what's going on, but also, yeah, like Nicole said, you might be surprised. Maybe they're perfectly fine with what's happening, and that's also an option.
Because people are more surprising than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will surprise you, and you're like, oh, I didn't know you thought like this, and it's like, ah, yeah, yeah, I do, or like, I didn't think you did things like that, and it's like, yeah, of course. Like, I've had friends surprise me, and I'm like, oh, why would you do that? Because I'm bad.
How'd you do that?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Solved.
Solved.
Okay. This is an email. Hello, queens. I have a query. So I've known my best friend for 4 years now. I'm 22 and she's 20. We met my freshman year of college before I discovered the wonders of Prozac. So I was very depressed and she was there for me. We've had tidbits here and there, but this one I can't figure out how to say nicely.
So a few months ago, she got two rabbits. Now her family does have a lot of animals, and she had a guinea pig before this, but now it's her two buns. The problem is she lets them free roam on her bed. They piss and shit on it, and she simply wipes off the poop and never sprays anything for the pee. Her mattress has gotten frumpy and dirty since. She doesn't even put sheets on her bed anymore. Every time we hang out, she wants to spend the night together, but at her house. However, I am not comfortable sleeping in her bed in these conditions. Like, the mattress is brown and one corner is sunken down. She also has what she says are drain flies, but I don't know how to tell her that those are just gnats that are attracted to her depression room. She has cleaned up the food trash, but the gnats come back, likely because of the rabbits. So the nasty mattress and gnats everywhere make it really uncomfortable for me to sleep in her room. Her dad does have a little man cave above the garage that we're allowed to use, but she doesn't like sleeping out there because there's no bathroom. I don't like it either, but that area is mostly clean. Like, it needs to be vacuumed because of the dog hair, but that's it. It's way more comfortable.
How do I bring this up without hurting her feelings? I understand depression, and she knows she needs to find a new psychiatrist, but it's been like that for 4 to 6 months. I'm just not comfortable over there, but she doesn't like leaving her bunnies overnight, so she won't spend the night at my dorm or my mom's house. I also don't want to bring the buns into my space because she'll let them piss and shit everywhere and simply cover it up instead of getting cleaning supplies.
Her mom spoils her and lets her do whatever. Her dad yells at her to clean sometimes, but at this point she needs a new mattress. And if I were her dad, I wouldn't want to buy one until she proves that she can keep the space clean. How do I bring up this sensitive topic? For reference, she's always lived at home, never moved into a dorm. I know dorm life would make her realize she has a problem, but she won't ever do it. Thanks for reading.
This is a tough one because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings, but I'm not sleeping on a dirty, like, pee-pee poo-poo mattress. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's just not happening in my world. So I think what I would say is, hey, I'm happy to hang out with you. Hanging out with you is kind of, let's see. Everything I'm trying to say sounds bad. Because I was going to say, hanging out with you is awful. You can't say that. Maybe it's like, hey, your bed, are you comfortable sleeping in that bed?
Mm-hmm.
Are you happy sleeping in that bed? Because mm-hmm. to me, it feels like maybe your life has become a little bit unmanageable with these bunnies. And mm-hmm. and I know you're looking for a psychiatrist, but maybe the first step is not letting your bunnies pee and poop everywhere. Maybe we learn how to potty train them. I don't know. Maybe that's like, maybe you buy pee pads. This is tough for me because it would really make me so upset if someone asked me to sleep in a bed that was covered in animal excrement.
Yeah, I think you can be like, hey, I would love to hang out with you. I love spending time with you. But I personally don't want to sleep on this mattress because it's your bunny's toilet. Like, it's hard to, like, say, because obviously this person's depressed and they're going through
mm-hmm.
it. And maybe they think their bunnies are, or maybe the bunnies are, like, helpful for, like, emotional support or something. But also more help needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could also have a real talk of like, hey, I can see you're going through it. Like, I want to support you. I don't know. Maybe like, do you feel like this is an environment that you want to like sleep in or be in every day? Because if you're already feeling bad, I don't know if this is making you feel better.
Mm-hmm. And maybe bring up that it's not necessarily the healthiest for the bunnies to live in
yeah.
a place where their excrement's not cleaned up and there's gnats and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can't get through to her that way, maybe you don't go to her home to hang out. Maybe you're like, you need to come outside. Your bunnies mm-hmm. can be alone for a little bit. We're not doing a slumby, but you're going to come with me to a cafe. You're going to come with me to a movie. We're going to go get drinks somewhere. We're going to go to the beach. I don't know where you live. But, like, maybe bringing her outside might be more helpful. And I know mm-hmm. sometimes people get depressed and they get animals because animals help with depression. But I don't think it's helping if she's not cleaning up after them.
Yeah. Yeah. She also needs to, like, take care of them.
Yeah, because they're living things as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that you have to deal with this. Depression really is, like, a really hard thing to deal with. And it's, like, it's a chemical thing in your brain, and it's not the person's fault that they're acting like this. So yeah. I do think there's like room to give her a little bit of grace as she's trying to improve things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you also don't have to do anything that makes you uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so, boundaries for yourself.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like what you said a lot. Y'all can hang out during the day, and then you go sleep in your own bed and be like, okay. And if you, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't know I can't tell if it would be helpful or not, but maybe if you do say, oh, I don't feel comfortable sleeping on that mattress, or like, I'd rather sleep in my bed, but I would love to hang out with you during the day. I don't know. Maybe she'll think about it more and be like, oh, mm-hmm. wait, is this not acceptable? Why am I sleeping like this? Who knows? But it's also like something she's got to work out on her own.
Yeah. Here. I do think you should ask, are you happy in this situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you, because I also have like my own, everyone's depression is different, and mm-hmm. I have my own moments. But like in a situation like that, where it's truly just, I'm worried about the friend, I'm worried about the bunnies, like, would you guys ever approach it like really aggressive? Like, are you blind? Can you not see what's going on? Like, would you ever approach it like that? Or because knowing that like maybe the friend was going through a lot or like with the depression, but like would you ever come at that angle or would you come at more of a cautious angle?
I think there are some moments where tough love can be helpful, but I think I would be afraid of doing that because they might not know how bad it is. Mm-hmm. And I don't want them to like spiral or get embarrassed and then I'm not let into this world at all. And now I'm shut out and I don't even know how they're doing mentally or emotionally because I shamed them. Mm-hmm. There is part of me that's like, should we talk to the parents? But then also I don't want to like break any trust with that. But I don't know. But if, you know, the parents are also aware of what's happening, but also maybe they're not the kind of parents that understand mental mm-hmm. health.
There is also like asking the friend if, can I talk to your parents on behalf? If you feel too embarrassed to talk to your parents, I can do that for you. Again, mm-hmm. if you feel comfortable doing that, that's another option. But I wouldn't do tough love specifically because I have ADHD. I also buy things. I have bad impulse control. I just buy things. And I had a friend come over the other day and she was looking at I have a shirt cabinet with too many shirts. And I know it's too many shirts. And she was like, wow, that's a lot of, it was just like negative. And I was like, you don't have to tell me it's too much. I already know it's too much. I'm already overwhelmed by it and I'm trying to get rid of it. And you saying that wasn't helpful. Mm-hmm. It wasn't helpful at all. So I think gentle is the way to go. Because if my friend had said, huh, you got a lot of shirts. Have you thought about giving some away? I then could go, yes, I have. And it's something I'm going through and I'm trying to go through them and I'm having trouble because every time I pick up one, I remember where I got it from and the things I've attached to it. Mm-hmm. So like maybe I think asking questions and being kind is a good way to like get answers out of someone. I'm not saying that like the answers will change something, but you could just understand a little bit better where your friend is coming from.
Yeah. And yeah, questions can like bring up new ideas for the friend too that they maybe have never thought mm-hmm. of.
That's a good point. I just wanted to ask because I know personally in the past, like I would have like maybe done tough love versus like mm-hmm. just asking, and I would have never thought of asking. So I was just curious. So thanks, guys.
I feel like tough love is overrated. And like when people are like, oh, I tell it like it is. It's like, do you have to? Do you have to say everything on the side of your fucking mind? Because I used to be like one of those people who's like, I'll tell you straight up how I feel about you. And it's like, not everybody needs to know how I feel about them.
Yeah.
I can hate from afar.
I can hate in private. I don't know if this falls under the umbrella of tough love, but I saw like a Twitter thread where this woman was talking about how she was depressed. Her place was very messy. Or I think she moved into a new place and had never unpacked anything. And because she hadn't unpacked anything and didn't feel settled, she never invited anyone over. And her friends were like getting worried. And so I don't know what was going on before this point. I don't know if her friends like talked to her before this or what, but they all just showed up one day and like ordered pizza and like sat her down and they just unpacked all her shit. And they cleaned her apartment. They did everything for her, which was so sweet. And she, even in the Twitter thread, she was like, now I'm saying that this worked for me. She's like, I understand mm-hmm. there are some people who probably would hate this, would hate having other people touch their stuff and do things for them. But for me, that felt like a really beautiful act of service and love. So it's like, I can see a world where sometimes that can work, where you're like, we're doing this. Like mm-hmm. we're cleaning up your stuff. It's happening. You don't get a say in this. But then again, you just don't know because it could also go the other direction where they now are closing themselves off because they don't trust you.
Also, maybe be like, let's talk to your mom about getting a new mattress and then mattress protectors. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Gross to be like, you could still let them piss and shit everywhere. But like that is. That's a solution to this problem currently. I think she said the mattress has no sheets on. I don't know. I think maybe
he talked to her about talking to her parents about like getting some psychiatric help because that's not okay.
Yeah. But I also like what you're going with the mattress protector too, because it could also just, it could be baby steps too. It doesn't have to be an overwhelming, like, okay, you got some stuff. You need to like figure out how to wrangle these rabbits, new mattress, clean up this room, get rid of the gnats. Like that could all feel so overwhelming to her. So if it's just like, let's work on the mattress. The mattress is falling apart. Yeah. We want a new mattress.
And maybe, get a new mattress or like one of those like carpets, like cleaners. Like I've seen carpet cleaners really suck up some shit. So maybe like one of those is like, you could do that and then be like, look at this cleanish mattress. And then maybe if she keeps that clean with the mattress protector, then we can baby step her to a new mattress. I think there's a lot of options for this friendship.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to end up okay.
I think so. I think it's really nice that this friend cares so much that they are considering these options.
And I just want to add real quickly to what y'all are saying. If you come with care, most of the time, friends will be more receptive. So if you hit her up with like, I'm concerned because of this, you know what I mean? She's more, I feel like it allows people's shame to fall away a little bit more and hear that, oh, I'm coming out of care. The intention is like, I love you and I want what's best for you. And also for her to put her own boundaries up. If you have to respect your friend, if she says, well, you know, I don't see anything wrong, or maybe it'll take her a while to get there, you're allowed to, okay, let's meet somewhere else. Let's meet, you know what I mean? You're allowed to come up with creative solutions so you can still have your friendship. But I think y'all are right about not going with the tough love type of thing, but with real love.
Yeah.
Yeah. What Mary J. Blige has been talking about. Real love. I'm searching for that real love. Oh, I'm real love. I'm searching for real love. And if you're searching for answers to your queries, we have an email address, NicoleAndSashira@gmail.com. We also have a phone number for texting, voice memos, voicemails, phone calls, but nobody will pick up. 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Transcripts are what we have for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yes. All right. Signing off from the North American continent, I've been Nicole Byer.
And down here in sunny Central America, I'm Sashira Zameda.
Adios, amigos.
Hasta luego.
No, I did Spanish because you're in Central America, so you have to say goodbye in English.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. You can't just throw rules at me.
You can't follow a simple pattern. Come on.
Bye, girl.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.